We mentioned earlier about In Her Time, and she was terrific up the straight there in the Lightning Stakes. Which way Chris Lees goes with her now, we'll find out. He's on the line. Chris, good morning and congratulations. And, well, she's a mare who's been thereabouts in a lot of majors. She deserved that one yesterday, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. Thanks for that. She certainly has been very consistent for a long, long period now. It's great to get another Group 1 with her.
Mate, what are the instructions when you're 1,000 metres up the straight, Corey, is just sit on there and hang on as best you can?
Well, I think everyone expected the 2-year-old to lead and go to the fence. Probably when the barrier draw came out, it didn't look a real favourable draw because they haven't been racing on the inside much when they go up the straight. But first two races throughout the day that they went to the inside. So that gave us a little bit more confidence.
Right. But
then the 2-year-old stepped slow, so that left Corey a little exposed all the way, which he summed it up pretty well from there on.
Yeah, she was very good. And I thought Graf was great too, Chris. His effort to run fourth. They're both very, very good sprinters, but Graf's got so much upside.
Yeah, he certainly has. He's still just not bomb-proof in his race sense. He just wanted to race a little fierce in the early stages. He's another one who's probably when the proposed leader come out changed how we race, but he was very good through the line, and I think he's going to set up really well for the new market.
Just on those two horses, if we presume that the TJ is the grand final of this prep, you mentioned Newmarket just there. Have you got the path mapped out already?
Well, if I go to the Newmarket, then more than likely TJ, and that may be it for the preparation. We'll just see.
Within Her Time, obviously a lot hinges on what weight she will get now in the new market, being a dual Group 1 winner, Chris?
Yeah, certainly. It'll be interesting to see what they give her now, but I'd suggest she'll still bother on.
Yeah, and Chris, I was talking to you during the week about it, but I think it was a really good point you made. She has been a mare that has had issues with her feet or hooves over the last couple of years, but you've been really happy with her. She's had no issues at all going to this prep.
Yeah, that's been very noticeable in her. In her at home, that she's had no issues at all with entry. I'm sure that helped in some way.
Chris, I'll ask you about Miss Fabulous. In the end, probably a good run, however, a disappointing result. Is that how you summed it up?
Yeah, she was okay. The positives were she relaxed very well. You know, she probably couldn't have been from where she was, how the race set up.
Yep.
Karen just said she just lost her footing and confidence on the corner. She slipped a little and took a while to pick up again. She was good again through the line. So, yeah, she's certainly a work in progress, but I think you'll see a good turnaround when she goes to 1,400.
Yeah,
she can draw more favourable, she'll race that a little bit closer.
Yeah, certainly wouldn't be sacking her and or her stablemate, El Dorado Dreaming. I thought it was an eye-catcher running fourth in the Light Fingers.
Yeah, she was a nice one and certainly improved when she steps up in trip.
Well, that's terrific, Chris. Well, look, the team's got a lot of potential going forward. Port Macquarie today, got some great chances up there as well.
Yeah, a few chances. They're just getting on the float as we speak, right?
But, okay.
I thought Silver Frost would run well in the maiden.
Silver Frost in the maiden. All right, we'll keep an eye out for that one for the listeners as well. Mate, Knights 2019, thoughts?
Well, I think we've assembled a pretty good squad this year. So, I think title will be a little bit confident going into the season. Certainly top 8 chance, you know, from there on.
Yeah, I think you're the same as all Newcastle Knights fans. Very much looking forward to season 2019. Well done yesterday, Chris. Fantastic win from In Her Time. The stable going well also. And as always, appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Lee's there. It's a stable that's just going from strength to strength.